The fluorescent lights buzz over your desk as you stare at the last page of Julian's evaluation. Your pen hovers over a single checkbox. Across from you, Sarah sits rigid in the guest chair, fingers locked around the armrests until her knuckles pale. Julian was suspended again this morning. The principal is already asking when he can be placed back into a mainstream classroom. You have seen how that goes. In a regular room, Julian falls behind, explodes, gets sent out, and racks up referrals that look more like a countdown to juvenile detention than a school plan. There is one placement that could stabilize him, a fully funded therapeutic boarding school. But the state only pays if the paperwork lists severe emotional disturbance. Julian does not meet that diagnosis. His evaluation points to trauma responses tied to his abusive father, not a severe emotional disturbance. Checking that box would be a deliberate false statement, federal fraud with your signature on it. 20 feet away, Marcus. The state compliance auditor waits in the conference room. He asks for this exact file before he drives back to the Capitol. If he reviews it today, whatever you submit becomes the record. Sarah's voice cracks. Please, he won't survive here. The ink in your pen feels heavy. What's your call?